High pressure will lean off the new work week with sunny and seasonable conditions for the day. After a cool start, we should have a gorgeous summer day with sunshine and the high pressure moving east during the day. Some mid and high level clouds will begin to move in as the wind shift more southerly, and more partly sunny skies will prevail as we head through the afternoon. Clouds will really begin to thicken up overnight with the possibility for some showers developing. Another disturbance and its associated cold front will move through heading toward the middle of the week with more showers and thunderstorms. Currently, the SPC has the region under a marginal risk for severe weather as we head toward the middle of the week, but the chances of widespread severe weather look quite limited at this time. Now, taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the northern high plains. Scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop across the high plains this afternoon and evening, and a few of these may be severe, especially in the vicinity of the Black Hills. Broad cyclonic flow aloft will continue to prevail across much of the U.S. this period as troughing persists across both eastern and western North America, while ridging in between remains suppressed over the plains. At the surface, a generally weak pattern will prevail, though fairly pronounced lee troughing is expected over the high plains. Taking a look at potential tropical activity, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says for the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico, they are issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 8, located several hundred miles southwest of Bermuda, an area of disturbed weather located to the southeast of the Cabo Verde Islands is associated with a tropical wave. The wave is forecast to merge with a broad area of low pressure located southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands in a day or two. Environmental conditions are expected to become more conducive for development of this system later this week while it moves westward at about 15 miles an hour over the tropical Atlantic. Formation chance through 48 hours is low. It's only near 10%. Formation chance through 5 days is low at 30%. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s and a light northeasterly wind shifting to the southeast this afternoon. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high also in the low 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon and evening, a high in the upper 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 81 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1988. Normal minimum temperature is 60 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1941. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 14th, sunrise at 6:01 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:58 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Some patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s. And for tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with a low near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, some patchy fog to start, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, patchy fog to start, then mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, including Middletown, the Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog to start, mostly sunny today with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening to becoming mostly cloudy with a low near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog to start, mostly sunny today, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of afternoon showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Thursday, highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. Friday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid 70s to near 80 degrees. Partly sunny Saturday with a chance for scattered showers and storms, highs in the mid 70s to near 80 degrees. And partly sunny Sunday with a slight chance of showers, highs in the mid 70s to near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.